Hallelujah. We're glad Brother Eddie's here tonight, and I'm just going to give a short testimony, but something is on my heart that I guess has been brought up in this meeting tonight, and maybe we can ask the Lord to help us, cleanse us, wash us with His precious blood. Last night, when Brother Bob sang for us, his eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I always hear Ethel Waters when that song is sung. I don't know why. I guess because she sang it in a way that is different. And maybe Brother Frank would sing it that way also. Because at the end, instead of I know he watches me, she would always say, I know he watches we. Because I guess she didn't want to be selfish and just say me, so she said we. And I know, and how I know that he watches we, whatever she did at the end. And, you know, he watches us. And as we heard that song last night, it went into my heart. And then at the end of the meeting when we prayed, I remember praying, and I don't know, I thought afterwards, that's a strange way to pray. Lord, you're watching us down at the beach. You're watching us over here or wherever. And then I went to bed last night. And I guess before I fell asleep, I just had that thought in my mind, in my heart, Lord, you're watching me. You see me all the time. And then I just thought of two Bible verses, and I just want to read them in the context of where they're found in Mark. They're in Mark 12, I believe, or Mark 11 and 12. Where Jesus, these are familiar stories. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put, and he watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. He watched them. That's always been interesting to me. He didn't count the money. He wasn't the treasurer. He just stood there someplace where they were collecting, where they were dumping the money into those little pots or whatever they had, containers. And it says he just stood there and he watched. He just watched. It's Mark chapter 12 in verse 41. He watched them. I don't know if he could see. I guess he could maybe. Whether they were putting in bigger coins or smaller ones, I don't know. I don't think they had paper money back then, but they probably could recognize maybe the size of the coin or the color of it. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure Jesus could differentiate between that penny or that half of a penny and that large amount that was going in. And of course, we know that the Pharisees and scribes, if they put a dollar in, they put 100 pennies. More impressive that way. It sounded better. Every penny hit the bottom, and with that hitting of the bottom, there was a noise made, and it called attention to the fact that they were giving so much. And then this widow came, or this woman came. I don't know if she was a widow or not. She was. And she threw in just a little bit, all that she had, though, it says. She put in two small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. And you know what Jesus did then in teaching his disciples, that she put in more than they all, because she put on all that she had. And the thought strikes me that Jesus sees us all the time, and he's not only looking at what we put in, the 2 cents, the half a cent that we put in, but he's also looking at what we don't put in, what we have left, that we keep in our own. And I'm not talking just about money now, but I'm talking about all of our resources, all of our abilities, all of our talents, all of our time, all of our heart, soul, strength, and mind. I think somewhere in the Bible, doesn't it say that we're supposed to love him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind? I think Jesus repeated that, didn't he? And he said something about on these two, the one with the neighbor is yourself, love them. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but I think, like Sister Marianne said, and I don't think of it in the same connection that she said with criticism, but maybe sometimes we give the Lord half of our time or our strength, or maybe even half of our hearts. We don't put in all that is required. We may put in more than anybody or everybody else around us. But he's not looking at how much we've given. He's looking at how much we still retained. How much of ourself is still left that we haven't put on the altar of sacrifice. And it just interests me that Jesus doesn't say anything to those people. He maybe doesn't say anything to you right away either, but he notices. That's the scary part, or the blessed part, depending on who you are. It could be scary to think that he sees and watches me. My heavenly Father watches me all the time, and he watches what I don't do, what I don't put in, the effort I don't make, that I could make, that I should make, that I know to do, but I don't do it. And if I know to do it and I don't do it, the Bible says that's sin. And sin is something that I need to be cleansed of. I need to be washed of my sin. Not just the criticism, not just the murder or the lying, but all those kinds of things. And sin is not just what I do that offends God and trespasses his law, but sin is also what I don't do that I know to do. And I think every one of us know that, he's bought us with the price. And we're not our own anymore. And we know the verses, and we can say them, and we can sing them. We're not our own, bought with a price. Now we're to glorify God with half of our body and a quarter of our soul, which we've given to him. And he's not interested in half of your heart or half of your soul or half of your strength, but he wants you to love him with all that you have. And he watches. He saw you today. He saw what we did today. He saw the things that we should have, could have, didn't do. He saw the effort that we made that we could have done better, but we didn't. We didn't do it all for Jesus. And the Lord maybe needs to hear from my heart tonight, Lord, forgive me for not giving myself to you. You gave yourself for me. You gave your life on the cross. You died for me. And I don't think he withheld anything. He gave his all. And here I am, and I don't have much to give, and maybe you don't either, but I want to make sure that when he watches, and my heavenly Father watches over we, and he sees. And Lord, when you see what I do for you, what I leave undone for you, Lord, help me to do better. Help me to serve you with all my heart. You know, and not just to serve him, that's good, but I really believe that the Lord requires of us. This isn't over the top and, you know, for some super saint someplace living in wherever, a faith home. But this is for every one of us. He wants us to serve him joyfully. Serve the Lord with gladness. And I don't know, but if I'm not doing it gladly, if I'm not doing it cheerfully, I wonder if he's really pleased with what he sees in my service for him. Well, the other one, and I don't want to take much time, but the other one is in the, I guess just a page back in the 11th chapter of Mark. It's also, I guess, in John's gospel. But here we read, you know, the last week of the life of Jesus. He went into living in Bethany, staying outside of the city of Jerusalem, but he went into the city, I think, three times. And each time he went in, he went to the same place. And it's often struck me, he wasn't interested in the palace. I think some of his disciples were interested that he go to the palace, and that he throw a few people out, and that he sit on the throne. And he didn't go any place but to the temple. That's what I read. Whenever he went in, it was always to the temple. What has he got? This thing for the temple. Yeah, he has a thing for the temple, all right. He had it back then in his day, and he still does. And of course, we know that we don't have a temple made with hands that we come to, but we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And here, for the first time that he walked in, at least to the city of Jerusalem, that's the only one I want to call your attention to. It's in Mark 11:11. It says, Jesus entered Jerusalem and went to the temple, and he looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. Now, I guess you have to read it in connection with all the other Gospels also, because you read one of the Gospels, you get the impression he went in, looked, and then started doing what he really did the second time he went into the temple. That is, cast out the money changers and throw out those that were buying and selling and saying, my house is a house of prayer, you've made it a den of thieves. But the first time he went into the temple, it says that he just went in and he looked around. That's scary. Or maybe it's not. I guess it all depends on what's going on in the temple. It all depends on what it is that my Heavenly Father, when He watches and when He sees, it all depends on what He sees when He watches. And, you know, He sees what nobody else does. Maybe you've been caught some times, or one time at least, doing something you didn't think anybody was looking. So you may be pulling up your pants or straightening out something, and you know, nobody was looking, but you found that, oh, and then you tried to make believe you weren't doing what you were doing because you were embarrassed that they saw what you were doing. Jesus never stops seeing you. You get out of this room tonight and you go wherever it is that you go, He never stops seeing you. You might think, well, nobody's eye is on me. Nobody's watching me. Nobody sees. Nobody knows. I got away with it again. Nobody knew. Oh, no, you didn't get away with anything again. No, you didn't. The Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful. Be careful what you do. Be careful where you go. Be careful what you say. Because the Father up above hears. He sees. He knows. And He looks around, not on the outside of the temple. Look on the outside of the temples. Everybody's got a nice temple. Or at least we're trying our best. We fixed it up, we combed it, we straightened it. Some of you did more than that. You did what you had to do, or we tried to do to the temple, but that's just the outward. Jesus isn't as concerned with the outward as He is with the inward. And He goes inside the temple. Each time He's going inside the temple. And the first time it says that He just looked around. And so my Heavenly Father, His eye is on the sparrow. He sees that thing flitting around and floating and flying, and He sees me too. And I pray that, Lord, help me when You see me, when You look at my life. I want You to find a temple that's relatively clean. No. I don't want a temple that's relatively clean. I don't want a temple that's clean as compared to him or her or them. No. He's come to purify thoroughly, throughly. He wants my temple to be a temple that He can reside in comfortably and live in. He's not interested in dirt. He's not interested in money changers. He's not interested in filth. He's interested and wants the temple to be all glorious within. And I need the blood. Oh, I need the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually to cleanse me and to flow and to wash away all of my sin. But as Sister Marianne said, he does. He really does. He cleanses us. And then he just washes it. And you don't go back to wallowing around in the same thing again and again. Oh, you may err. You may slip. You may fall. But He's so patient with me, probably all of us. And He picks us up again. Somebody said the righteous man falls 7 times. And he gets up every one of those times that he falls by the grace of God. And then He changes us. So that we don't have to continue to fall and to falter and to succumb and to give in. And I'm so thankful that He washes us clean on the inside. And I'm also thankful that as He sees our lives, He can say, well, there's someone that's, what was it, David Livingston? Remember, some of you were here, I think. Lord, I want to give You my life to the fullest extent. Lord, no reserve, nothing held back. But I want to serve You with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my strength. And so, Lord, tonight when You watch, when You see, when You look at me, Lord, I pray that You see something that pleases You. I pray that when You see me, You see that little lady that gave everything that she could give, because that's all she had to give, but she gave it all. I pray that when You look at me, You don't see a bunch of junk floating around in the temple, but You find the temple is purified and clean. And I pray that for all of us, all of us. And I'm thankful again tonight, as we've heard, that Jesus' blood washes clean, whiter than snow. And so tonight, maybe you think I got away with it. Maybe you got away with murder. I hope not, but maybe you did. Maybe you hate somebody. That's murder. But they don't know it because you saw them and you smiled. That's the outside of the temple. How's it doing in here? Oh, Lord, wash every one of us. Isn't there something in the Bible about sprinkled with that blood? As we come to his presence and come into his throne room and to that mercy seat, we're sprinkled afresh with the blood of Jesus. I don't have to get saved every time I come to church, per se, you know, in the initial sense of the word. But, Lord, I do believe I need to be sprinkled afresh. And I'm thankful tonight that he's here, not just for me, but for you and for all of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Thou wash me and I shall be one.
384.
Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
384. We'll sing the second, third, and fourth.
Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in skies, and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up myself when whatever I control, and I shall be whiter than snow, whiter.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, you see, you watch, Lord. Dear Lord, be pleased with what you see, Lord. Dear Lord, let us please you. Oh, Jesus, let us please you with all that we do. Lord, let our lives be pleasing in your sight. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord Jesus, for the blood that you shed. Hallelujah. Lord, as you say, pleased, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus,
Lord, the fountain that flows, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I see thy blood flow.
Thank you, Jesus.
By faith, I see thy blood flow.